The brewing industry stands easily preeminent among the industries of mankind, and that without the stimulus furnished by the desire to arrive at the meaning of some of the more important phenomena connected with the brewing of beer, both chemical and biological science would probably be the poorer today by some of their most valued intellectual achievements. In support of this statement, it is only necessary to refer to the investigation of the chemical and other changes occurring during the growth of the barleycorn, the elucidation of the mechanism of the hydrolysis of starch by diastases, the nature of enzyme action, and last, but not least, the numerous researches into the nature of fermentation, with all the wonderful chemical and biological facts which those researches have revealed. Whilst all this is indisputably true, it is unfortunately a fact that about no other industry do so much ignorance and misconception exist, even on the part of intelligent and well-educated people. The brewing of beer is regarded by many as an operation of a simple and more or less mechanical description, which is not of sufficient importance to merit study or of sufficient interest to claim a share of their attention. It is in the hope of doing something, even though it be but little, to correct this widely spread impression that I have most willingly accepted the invitation to contribute this little work to the Cambridge Manuals of Science and Literature. To prevent any misunderstanding, I may say at once that it is not intended to serve as a textbook for the student of brewing, and still less as a handbook for the practical brewer. In it, I have only referred to methods of practical working when such reference was necessary for the purpose of affording a general view of the process, or appeared to render the application of certain principles more intelligible. I have, in fact, contained myself as far as possible to an explanation of the principles underlying the various parts of the brewing process, and have endeavored, in describing these, to employ language which should be intelligible to the well-educated layman, for whom this book is primarily intended. In dealing in so small a compass with a subject covering such vast areas in the dominions of both biology and chemistry, the difficulty of knowing precisely what to include and what to omit has been very great, and this must be my excuse should any of my readers detect what they regard as errors of omission, or consider that I have submitted the subject to unduly great compression. The illustrations of brewing plant have been very kindly provided for me by Messrs. William Bradford and Sons, to whom my thanks are due. I am also indebted to Professor Percival and to Messrs. Duckworth and Co. for permission to use the drawing representing the structure of the hop cone, and to Mr. Harold Wagner, F.R.S., for permission to use the drawing representing the structure of the yeast cell, and to my assistant, Mr. B.F. Sawbridge, M.A., for preparing certain of the photomicrographs. ACC, London, July 1912. Chapter 1. Introduction. The origin of beer, using that word in a general sense to indicate a fermented infusion of grain, is lost in the mists of antiquity. Probably the Egyptians were among the first civilized people to engage in the art of brewing, and there appears to be good reason for believing that barley wine or beer was well known in Egypt at least 3,000 years before the Christian era. Herodotus, who is not always a model of trustworthiness, mentions that the Egyptians used a wine made from barley because there were no vines in their country, but this is clearly not correct, since wine was well known to the ancient Egyptians, and its use is recorded as early as 4,000 years B.C. It seems certain, moreover, that at that early period there were many vineyards in the Nile Valley, and that several kinds of wine were produced. Still, it is not altogether unreasonable to suppose that in parts of the world where the grape would not grow, beer occupied the same position as wine in countries where the vine flourished. Among the ancient Hebrews, beer was well known, and although the word shekar, used by Moses and occurring several times in the Pentateuch, might refer merely to strong drink in general, yet there seems to be good reason for supposing that it did in reality refer to an intoxicating drink prepared from barley. It may be mentioned in this connection that there is an old rabbinical tradition that the Jews were free from leprosy during the captivity in Babylon by reason of their drinking sisera, shekar, made bitter with hops. If there be any truth in this, it is of special interest as showing at what an early period hops were used for flavoring purposes. But it was among the peoples of Western and Northwestern Europe that beer was most largely consumed, and among the Gauls, Germans, Scandinavians, Celts, and Saxons, it had attained in very early times to the